Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A week from tomorrow, Wednesday, February 1st, the next of three winter grant writing workshops will be held at the Scott County Extension Office. These day-long educational programs are hosted by KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development.
With grants, it's just a process. There's lots of parts and pieces that go into a grant application, and so we help with the registration process, help make sure they have all their federal forms, and help step them through the different aspects of a grant application. Most grants are competitive, so it's important to have plenty of time to prepare and to make sure that you have all the parts and pieces in place.
Aaron Shapiro is grant facilitator for KCARD and says these winter workshops are held around the state each year to reach as many farmers or agribusinesses as possible. She feels like attendees have been pleased with the process.
We have had a good turnout of people applying for grants. We work with people throughout the state. The programs are always changing, and so we try to stay up to date on what they're looking for each round. It's a complex thing. Some of the grants are simpler than others, but it's definitely an ever-changing thing, the application process.
These are day-long workshops, and after next Wednesday's in Scott County will be held February 9th in Somerset, February 21st in Caldwell County at Princeton. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
There's a $10 fee for lunch and materials for those winter grant writing workshops February 1st, 9th, and 21st in Scott, Pulaski, and Caldwell counties, respectively. For registration, go online to kcard.info. Aaron Shapiro feels they're worth the investment.
I think so. I think people learn a lot at the grant workshops. A lot of it is learning what's out there. We pull in people from rural development, Kentucky Department of Agriculture, Natural Resource and Conservation Service, KSU, University of Kentucky, and the Ag Development Board. And so we really try to provide information about all of the different programs that are available for Kentucky farmers. And then it's a matter of figuring out what's a good fit for each individual. Because a grant is always best if it's a good fit for what a farmer or agribusiness is already doing.
KCARD's Aaron Shapiro. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.